Hello, I'm Larry Jewell, and I would like to work for you. Oh, sure, you say. What can this guy do for me? Well, first of all, I like to specialize in sports, but I also do interviews and commercials. Yes, I can be a regular on-the-air personality. I gather and report the news. I had a meteorology class in college, so I know a bunch about the weather, and I smile at the customers. Just check my resume. That will tell you about that stuff. What this tape includes is three cuts of play-by-play, each from 2 to 3.5 minutes long, plus a section of 3 minutes worth of commercials. Well, let's begin with basketball play-by-play. When you've heard enough, fast forward to the next section, and we'll get together again at the end.
7:41 left in the half. CSI 25, Dixie 21. This is all that you could ask of a semifinal game thus far. Utah Valley Salt Lake expected to be the same thing a little later. We'll have the Utah Jazz Milwaukee Bucks on after this ball game on KDXU. Cliff Reed out away from the action to John Miller, double teamed, looking for Robbins in the corner, has Robbins in the corner. One bounce dribble out in front, it comes to Cliff Reed. Right side it goes to Quincy Lewis. Lewis trying to set up. Reed will take the 18-footer shot. Good. Cliff Reed out away from the action. Brings it back to within two. 9 points to Cliff Reed on the night on a 19-plus average. Had 26 last night. 25-23, CSI by two. Anderson doing it all by himself, puts the shot up short. Rebound taken by Miller. Miller doing a great job on the boards, getting position. To Quincy Lewis, being dogged by David Anderson. Lewis into forecourt. Goes underneath to Bambro against De Silva. Double team, can't get the shot away. Into the corner, it goes to Corden Robbins. Double team, back to Bambro. Reach in by De Silva, ball knocked away. No foul on De Silva, turnover by Dixie. Bambro drops the ball out of bounds, trying to force it baseline. Out of bounds to CSI in backcourt, 25-23. Dixie with a chance to tie, and they couldn't. CSI fans down here, two full sections of CSI fans, plus the band, the pep band. Littlefoot Ellenwood into forecourt against Lewis. Down in front, it comes to Jackson, away from the action. Dixie dropping back into a little bit of a zone. Danny Poulton, top of the key, jump shot up, good. Poulton pops out, gets the basket. 4-point lead again, 27-23, CSI. Lewis looks left to Corden Robbins, veers left with the dribble. Lewis comes back out in front to Cliff Reed, gets in front of Poulton, right to the basket, shoots over to Silva, shot no good. Rebound tapped by Reed, finally taken by De Silva, leaves it for Ellenwood. Ellenwood against Corden Robbins, into the corner it goes. Poulton, three-point attempt, up, no good. Rebound to Silva, puts it up and in. 6-point lead by CSI. And the warning goes to CSI. A warning about touching the ball after it goes through. So De Silva with his first basket. All 10 have been in there, 29-23, all 10 for CSI. Coming out is Cliff Reed into the lineup, Lester Turner and Sean Peterson. Corden Robbins to come out. Dixie to go with a little bit shorter lineup. Cliff Reed needs a breather, 29-23. Dixie going from a chance to tie and blowing it to being behind by 6 points. Widest margin of the ballgame by CSI. Lewis right to the basket, forces it up. They call the foul on Ellenwood. Ellenwood bumping Lewis with a body. 1-1 coming up for Quincy Lewis. Ellenwood with his first personal foul, seventh team foul, and Dixie has to hit free throws. Dixie so far is 3-for-8 from the free throw line. 5:59 left and a half. Dixie has to hit the free throws. CSI is 2-for-3. Similar to yesterday as far as the pattern of the Dixie North Idaho game. 5:59 left. Dixie working their hearts out. Quincy Lewis trailing by six. First of the 1-1. Good, Quincy Lewis. Lewis with 4 points on the night. Had 7 yesterday. Cue to his friends and teammates. Sometimes they're the same. 29-24. This has been a fun team to watch this year. Good chemistry. Second shot up and good. Just young. But they are doing a job. Full court pressure by Dixie. In backcourt is Jube. Jube being double teamed in backcourt. Loses the ball on the dribble to Sean Peterson. Lays it up and in. Sean Peterson. Up for the first down, yes, at the 40-yard line. Tyler DeHart to Blake Hart. Hart, a running back at the first of the year, has been splitting duty as running back and tight end. Good blocker. Put it at the 40-yard line. So Dixie trying to come back and get the lead. First down and 10. For 133 yards passing for Dixie right now. 6 yards that time. So the two run-oriented teams have been successful passing. Slant the running backs behind quarterback Tyler DeHart. He looks back briefly, long count at the line of scrimmage. Here comes the pressure. DeHart shapes up over the middle, has his man out there. Is it going to be intercepted? Juggled and caught. Touchdown. Kendall Smith, amazing reception as it was over his head into the arms of Walter Dupree. He batted it up in the air and caught it before it hit the ground in the end zone.
Well, I'm running out of words and superlatives, Larry, to talk about the tremendous plays we're seeing here in this ballgame, and that's exactly what happened. That was just concentration on the part of the receiver, Smith, as he had the ball, as you mentioned, knocked out of his hands, knocked up by the defense. He still had the presence of mind to turn, look where the ball was, and then grab it as he was falling and right into the end zone, six more points.
Greg Croshaw to consult with Gordon Jolly now, and after the problems they've had with the kicking game, you have to look for the two-point conversion. I'm sure that's what he wants to discuss right now. Do we send him out there again, Bill Hanson, who has had a real tough day?
Yeah, you really have to think that. Of course, you might think, well, he's had his tough problems, maybe he'll kick out of that, but I think they're really discussing things right now. They're only up by 5 points, and 19-14, 2 points would give them that seven-point margin, which they need to hold off, you know, another possible touchdown. So that's the brain trust going on right now. I would almost have to guess they look for a two-point attempt.
Tyler DeHart has had eight receptions today, eight completions for 173 yards. By far and away his best day as in his career here at Dixie, first year, his freshman year, and Tyler DeHart throwing the ball very well, but Kendall Smith is the man that turned that one into the touchdown.
Yeah, that was all a receiver. I mean, well, you guess someone has to throw the ball out there for him to get up to, but that was Smith doing an excellent job. And if you're going to have a career day, Larry, why not make it a bowl game between two nationally ranked teams and let some people see who you are and how you can play?
I think this is appropriate in a lot of ways. The Grand Marshal of the parade, the speaker last night, Danny White, former quarterback. And here you have two run-oriented teams. And who are the stars? Tyler DeHart and Jackie Hood and the receivers so far. Although we've had some good runs, but the running games have been slowed compared to what the passing games have been.
Outside of one long run, of course, they had a 65-yard touchdown run by Enyo, so we cannot discount the running game altogether. But, yeah, it's been basically a pass-oriented ball game and a lot of excitement for the fans.
Well, let's see if that's correct. 14 yards for, for Dixie, only 37 yards rushing today. And that is not normal. Pitch goes to the tailback. Will the two-point conversion get in? Yes, that's Teddy James. He has it. Make it a 21-14 lead with a minute 18 left and a half. Dixie out in front again, back in 60 seconds. Sechrist at the plate. Left-handed batter backed away by the fastball around the ankles. Ball one. Two men on, first two hitters singled. McCarty trying to leave them there. Dixie has stranded five runners so far in four innings. Pitch, off the fist, into left field. Mike Page has a chance to score. Broussard, no, they're going to hold him up. The throw, right to the catcher. Page would have been a dead duck. So Sechrist, single into left field. And the fans starting to get a little excited about what could be a rally. Dixie with the bases loaded for the second time in the ballgame. One man out. And you have Mark Roberts to the plate. Roberts ripped a single in the first inning, then popped to the shortstop last time out. He's one for two. Cleanup hitter, Roberts. Full windup by McCarty. Pitch, called strike on the corner. Sid Smith on deck. Roberts trying to hit it in a gap if he can and let him run. Getting a big lead off of first base is Sechrist. The pitch. Fouled off to the right side. Two-strike count on Mark Roberts. Roberts, captain on this team, has had an outstanding year. His tournament here at Grand Junction has been less than awesome. Struggled in the field. He's been charged with four errors in the two ball games, one of which is an awfully tough call. But they're calling it that way. That's the way they're scoring it all the way around. Two-strike pitch, breaking pitch, way outside. Ball one. Sid Smith on deck, Mark Tolbert after that, if they need to get that far. One man out. Bases loaded for Dixie, trailing 7-0 to San Jacinto North. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Dixie trying to get their first runs off of Scott McCarty. Mark Roberts. Pitch. Lined deep to left field. Back goes Broussard. Way back. It's gone. Grand slam home run. Mark Roberts. You can hear the fans. Over the 365-foot sign, and it cleared it with room to spare.
Everyone knows how great the food is at Antolin's. What you may not know is that you can buy gift certificates for Christmas. It's the perfect gift for the person who has everything or is hard to please. Stop at Antolin's on the boulevard at 300 East and buy yours. And when Christmas is over and you're ready to celebrate New Year's Eve, start it off with a delicious buffet at Antolin's. You can't find better food or atmosphere anywhere. Antolin's for gift certificates or New Year's Eve buffet. That's Antolin's.
You need a break. You need to get away for a while. You need to relieve some stress. Here's the answer. The St. George Travel Center is now offering special packages to Cancun, Hawaii, Rarotonga, and Disney World. They're sending people on cruises and to other places to have fun. You should join them. You deserve it. Relieve some stress. The St. George Travel Center, 468 West, 145 North. Call 628-4885. At the St. George Travel Center, their business is relaxation.
I say, if one's a purist like myself, one really must make haste to the Boulevard Home Furnishing Site in Soundsale, mustn't one? I mean, egads, there are just extraordinary savings on brands like Hitachi and all of the Boulevard's marvelous electronics. I purchased this enormous Hitachi big screen to enjoy the subtle nuances of my favorite opera, which just happens to be on in a few minutes. I say, Rofa, pass me that remote control. Well, I suppose we could wait until after American Gladiators. The Boulevard. I say, if one's going to make it to the Boulevard Home Furnishing Site in Soundsale, one must get a move on, mustn't one? After all, the incredible savings on all those electronics will end this Saturday. Now, I've been a good sport and let Rova watch my new Hitachi UltraVision big screen, but I'm afraid it's back to the doghouse, old boy. Egad, I believe he swallowed the remote control and it's stuck on the Rin Tin Tin channel. The Boulevard.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good times.
Frank and I have lived here at the Vintage for about a year. We love the golf, the arts, and all St. George has to offer.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good living.
The lifestyle at the Vintage was why we purchased here. We looked all over Arizona, Nevada, and southern Utah, and it was just what we wanted.
Some folks are naturally attracted to good taste.
Our home has absolutely no shortcuts. It is undoubtedly the highest quality townhome project in southern Utah, and we have seen them all.
Pick up a preview magazine and call Bloomington Realty for your exclusive showing of the Vintage, Bloomington's best address, because you've earned it.
We love the Vintage. We couldn't think of living anywhere else.
Call 673-0059 for your appointment. The Vintage, offered by Bloomington Realty. Now that's just a sample. I do have air checks of several interviews, other play-by-play cuts, letters of recommendation, and I'll be glad to cut a straight newscast or a sportscast if you'd like to hear more. Now, the name again is Larry Jewell. The telephone number and the address can be found on my resume and the cover letter. Let's get together. Thank you.